This is Sam Jacobs recording Dr. Seuss's The Cat in the Hat. The Cat in the Hat is one of his most famous works. The sun did not shine, it was too wet to play, so we sat in the house all that cold, cold, wet day. I sat there with Sally, we sat there, we two, and I said, "How I wish we had something to do. Too wet to go out and too cold to play ball, so we sat in the house, we did nothing at all. So all we could do was sit, 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 sit. And we did not like it, not one little bit. And then something went bump. How that bump made us jump. We looked, and then we saw him step onto the mat. We looked, and we saw him, the Cat in the Hat. He said to us, "Why do you sit there like that? I know it is wet, and the sun is not sunny, but we can have lots of good fun that is funny. I know some games we could play," said the cat. "I know some new tricks," said the Cat in the Hat. "A lot of good tricks. I will show them to you. Your mother will not mind at all if we do." Then Sally and I did not know what to say. Our mother was out of the house for the day. But our fish said, "No, no, make that cat go away. Tell the Cat in the Hat you do not want to play. He should not be here. He should not be about. He should not be here when your mother is out." "Now, now, have no fear, have no fear," said the cat. "My tricks are not bad," said the Cat in the Hat. "Why, we can have lots of good fun, if you wish, with a game that I call Up, Up, Up with the Fish." "Put me down," said the fish. "This is no fun at all." "Put me down," said the fish. "I do not wish to fall." "Have no fear," said the cat. "I will not let you fall. I will hold you up high as I stand on a ball, with a book in one hand and a cup on my hat. But that is not all I can do," said the cat. "Look at me, look at me now," said the cat, "with a cup and a cake on the top of my hat. I can hold up two books, I can hold up the fish, and a little toy ship and some milk on a dish. And look, I can hop up and down on the ball, but that is not all. Oh no, that is not all. Look at me, look at me, look at me now. It is fun to have fun, but you have to know how. I can hold up the cup and the milk and the cake. I can hold up these books and the fish on a rake. I can hold the toy ship and little toy man. And look, with my tail, I can hold up a red fan. I can fan with the fan as I hop on the ball, but that is not all. Oh no, that is not all." That is what the cat said. Then he fell on his head. He came down with a bump from there on the ball, and Sally and I, we saw all the things fall. And our fish came down too. He fell in a pot. He said, Do I like this? Oh no, I do not. This is not a good game," said our fish as he lit. No, I do not like it, not one little bit. "Now look what you did," said the fish to the cat. "Now look at this house, look at this, look at that. You sank our toy ship, sank it deep in the cake. You shook up our house and you bent our new rake. You should not be here when our mother is out. You get out of this house," said the fish in the pot. "But I like to be here." "Oh, I like it a lot," said the Cat in the Hat to the fish in the pot. "I will not go away. I do not wish to go." "And so," said the Cat in the Hat, so, I will show you another good game that I know." Then he ran out, and then, fast as a fox, the Cat in the Hat came back with a box, a big red wood box that was shut with a hook. "Now look at this trick," said the cat. "Take a look." Then he got on top of the... And then he got on top with the tip of his hat. "I call this game fun in a box," said the cat. "In this box are two things. I will show them to you. I will like these two things," said the cat, with a bow. "I will pick up the hook and you will see something new. Two things. I call them thing one and thing two. These things will not bite you. They want to have fun." Then out of the box came thing two and thing one. And they ran to us fast. They said, "How do you do?" "Would you like to shake hands with Thing One and Thing Two?" said Sally and I. And Sally and I did not know what to do, so we had to shake hands with Thing One and Thing Two. We shook their hands, but our fish said, "No, no, those things should not be in this house. Make them go. They should not be here when your mother is out. Put them out, put them out," said the fish in the pot. "Have no fear, little fish," said the Cat in the Hat. "These things are good things," and he gave them a pat. "They are tame, oh so tame, and they have come here to play. They will give us some fun on this wet, wet, wet day." "Now here is a game that I like," said the Cat. "They like to fly kites," said the Cat in the Hat. "No, not in the house," said the fish in the pot. "They should not fly kites in a house. They should not. Oh, the things they will bump. Oh, the things they will hit. Oh, I do not like it, not one little bit." Then Sally and I saw them run down the hall. We saw those two things bump their kites on the wall. Bump, thump, thump, bump. Down the hall, in down the wall in the hall. Thing One and Thing Two, they ran up, they ran down. On a string of one kite, we saw Mother's new gown. Her gown with dots, they were that are pink, white, and red. Then we saw one kite bump on the head of her bed. Then those things ran about with big bumps, jumps, and kicks, and with hops and big thumps, and all kinds of bad tricks. And I said, "I do not like the way that they play. If Mother could see this, oh, what would she say?" Then our fish said, "Look, look," and our fish shook with fear. "Your mother is on her way home. Do you hear? Oh, what will she do to us? What will she say? Oh, she will not like it to find us this way. So do something fast." And the fish, "Do you hear? I saw her, your mother. Your mother is near. So as fast as you can, think of something to do. I will have to get rid of Thing One and Thing Two." So as fast as I could, I went after my net, and I said, with my net, I can get them. I bet with my net, I can get those things yet. Then I let down my net, it came down with a plop, and I had them at last. Those two things had to stop. Then I said to the Cat, "Now, you do as I say, you pick up those things, and you take them away." "Oh dear," said the Cat, "you do not like our game. Oh dear, what a shame, what a shame, what a shame." Then he shut up the things in the box with a hook, and the Cat went away with a sad kind of look. "That is good," said the fish. "He is gone away. Yes, but your mother will come, and she will find this big mess. And this mess is so big and so deep and so tall, we cannot pick it up. There is no way at all." And then, who was back in the house? "Why, the Cat. Have no fear of this mess," said the Cat in the Hat. "I always got my belongings, my playthings, and so I will show you another good trick that I know." Then we saw him pick up all the things that were down. He picked up the cake and the rake and the gown and the milk and the strings and the book and the dish and the fan and the cup and the ship and the fish, and he put them away. He said, "That is that," and then he was gone with the tip of his hat. Then our mother came in, and she said to us too, "Did you have fun? Tell me, what did you do?" And Sally and I did not know what to say. Should we tell her the things that went on that day? Should we tell her about it? Now, what would she say? Well, what would you do if your mother asked you? Thank you.